Breaking news. For the first time, the UN is prepared to condemn Hamas at the General Assembly, backed by a resolution started by the United States.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Folks, this is truly breaking news. The Trump administration is prepared to offer a resolution, and it will do today at 3 p.m., to condemn Hamas, passed by the General Assembly of the UN. Now, we've talked to you about this, and we knew that the EU was behind it. Now it is being reported that this resolution, the first ever of its kind, is expected to pass. So you can never question the Trump administration's commitment to the state of Israel, to its commitment to condemning and fighting terrorism, and to reforming and really changing the attitude of the United Nations. It will be truly historic if, in fact, this does pass the United Nations General Assembly. One, because it would be the first time the UN condemned Hamas. Second, it's the first time that this any kind of resolution like this has been put forward at all. I'd say third, it's not just the U.S. and Israel here. We're talking about, and it's going to take a lot more than just the 28 member states of the European Union. Here's the vote breakdown. There's 193 voting members of the United Nations General Assembly. It will take 97 to pass. The vote is scheduled for later on this afternoon. I will post a blog up immediately after the vote on ACLJ.org, and we'll share it on social media, that gives an update on exactly what the vote total was. Did it pass? Did it make it to that critical 97th vote that's being reported throughout the media that it is expected to get there? But again, a lot can happen at the UN between now and later on this afternoon. But this is historic, folks. And Than, the language that's in this that the U.S. released, and through this will be probably the last major move by U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, who's done such an excellent job. And what a final move it would be if the UN were to pass this resolution.
It's hard to overstate the significance, Jordan. I mean, on our air just a couple of days ago, I told you that I did not think this resolution would pass, but I thought it was still so significant that the United States was taking it seriously, was pushing it forward, and was holding others to account. But Jordan, I think back to earlier this year and even last year when Ambassador Haley said the United States is going to take notice of how other countries vote at the United Nations. Do you stand with the United States, or do you stand with our enemies? And quite frankly, Jordan, that's why this resolution has a chance of passing. And again, this is not a benign resolution. This is a resolution that condemns the acts of Hamas. It is a resolution that the Security Council can hearken back to pass more binding measures. And it's really a historic one. But Jordan, it's almost mind-boggling to me that this resolution has a chance to get to 97 votes in the General Assembly, because the votes are just stacked against a resolution like this. There are 57 members of the Organization for the Islamic Conference, 56 of which, everybody but Palestine, that has a vote. So you start in that big of a hole, 0-56. Jordan, the commitment and the lobbying efforts of the Trump administration have this resolution on the brink of passage. It's hard to overstate how significant it is, in my opinion.
And it also encourages a peace process. So it's not just a condemnation. We'll get into all the steps of the resolution. But the fact that it is expected to pass is historic. And I want to take your phone calls on this. 1-800-684-3110. Do you understand how different having the Trump administration representatives at the UN like Nikki Haley can change an international organization and truly change the world when you can get the world on the side of condemning Hamas, not just the UN condemning Israel, which they're so often doing. On Friday, they did six times. Well, now it's Hamas's turn. And it's the Arab world's turn to speak out on what they truly believe when it comes to terrorism, even terrorist groups that they may be in conflict with. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 on this breaking news, 1-800-684-3110. You know, we've got an office in Jerusalem. It's because of your support of the American Center for Law and Justice. We've got our December matching challenge. Donate today at ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledged to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We have breaking news occurring at the United Nations, and I want to, again, explain. We mentioned earlier this week that there is a resolution put forward by the United States, and that this resolution was originally scheduled to be voted on Monday. It got delayed until today. The resolution is supported by not just the United States and Israel, but also, we know, the European Union. And now news reports are reporting that it's expecting to pass. That is what is coming out in the news right now. What does the resolution do? Well, here's the text of the draft resolution that will be voted on later today at the UN General Assembly. This is historic, folks. All the UN General Assembly does is condemn Israel. They have never, ever condemned an opponent of Israel. And I call Hamas an opponent because they are an armed resistance group in a war, and their goal is the destruction of Israel. It's never been done at the UN. And, of course, who's leading this charge? The Trump administration under a U.S. ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. Maybe her final move there, and what a final move. It would be a great send-off if this were to pass. This resolution begins with this: reaffirming support for a just, lasting, and comprehensive peace between Israelis and Palestinians in accordance with the international law, and bearing in mind relevant UN resolutions, recognizing that all acts of violence against civilians, particularly acts of terror, as well as acts of provocation, incitement, and destruction, only serve to erode trust and hinder efforts to bring about a peaceful solution. Now, here's number one. What does the resolution do? Condemns Hamas for repeatedly firing rockets into Israel and for inciting violence, therefore putting civilians at risk. Demands, number two, demands that Hamas and other militant groups, including the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, cease all provocative actions and violent activity, including by using airborne incendiary devices. Three, further condemns the use of resources by Hamas in Gaza to construct military infrastructure. We've talked about these tunnels, including tunnels to infiltrate Israel and equipment to launch rockets into civilian areas when such resources could be used to address the critical needs of the civilian population in the Gaza Strip, which, of course, is hurting very economically. So again, and then it goes on, if we could get to this point, to then get to a peace process. So it's not just condemn, condemn, condemn. It's got a purpose here. Hamas needs to be stopped, and then we could get to a peace process. 1-800-684-3110. Do you believe, I really want to get your thoughts on this, as we're hearing the reports, but do you really believe that the UN is going to take this vote today? They are going to take the vote and actually vote, as is being reported, to condemn the Hamas terrorist group, that they're actually going to pass this, but it takes 97 votes. That is what is being reported. Do you believe the UN is going to do this? And how great of a victory will this be for Israel and the United States? I want your thoughts on this. Give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Tweeted this morning from our UN team at our U.S. Team at the United Nations. If this is Assistant Greenblatt. If countries truly want to help Gaza and start down the path to peace, they should vote in favor of the condemnation of Hamas without any obstruction. Anything else does not help Gaza and absolutely hurts peace. We are seeing, Harry, this call to all of these countries around the world, but there's going to be a special focus on whether or not there's any breakoffs within, I wouldn't just say Arab world, but in the Muslim world.
Both the Muslim world and the world that is comprised of so-called non-aligned countries. So it's very important to note that this is a seven-step resolution, that it's very balanced, and it's very likely that more than 97 votes will be mustered today, despite the best efforts by Hamas and the PLO and the Palestinian Authority to sabotage Ambassador Haley's draft resolution, which condemns Hamas for firing rockets from the Gaza Strip, from using civilians in military operations. It appears that after a strenuous lobbying effort by Nikki Haley, the U.S. Government will be able to muster support from the European community and other countries, and they will join with us in condemning Hamas's undying commitment to terror and the use of civilians to advance its agenda. Hamas refuses to accept the legitimacy of the Israeli state, and we need to make a statement that their misbehavior in the Middle East, their continual misbehavior in the Middle East, will not be tolerated. So I think this is a very important step because it rebalances the scale. It's important to note, by way of background, that the UN has been one of the leading forces condemning Israel. Now it is time to turn the tables on groups like Hamas and the Palestinian Authority and condemn their continual belligerence.
We're going to go right to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. Do you support this new Trump? You know, we've got the America First policy, but standing with Israel and this tough new stance at the UN. I mean, really working hard to combat this anti-Israel sentiment at the UN. By now, scheduling, I mean, it's bold to even put this resolution forward because in the past, it would just, it would be likely not pass. And it would, could even embarrass the United States to put it forward, or embarrass Israel probably more so than the U.S. But this administration says, we're going to take it, this right to you, and we're going to put the pressure on to get your votes for this resolution, because how can you not, when you're put on the record, condemn Hamas? I mean, this is an administration that recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital, even with all this supposed backlash that would occur. Did it occur? No. Now they're taking the fight for Israel at the UN, putting forward the first ever resolution to condemn a belligerent, a terror group, an enemy of the Jewish state of Israel. That cannot be underscored how important this is just by doing so, and then how great it would be if the majority of the world's countries actually vote to condemn Hamas. It's very important. Let's go to the phones. Alex in Miami, Florida, on line one. Alex, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Alex.
So I think it's great, the resolution. I think it's great for, first and foremost, the Jewish state to legitimize their claim that Hamas is a terrorist organization, and I think it's great for the Trump organization. On paper, it looks great. My only skeptic to all of this is that ideology in that area is they just hate the Jewish state. They hate the Jewish people.
You know, so I think that is shifting, though, especially in some of the Sunni Gulf states. Definitely behind the scenes, they're seeing a lot of work between Israel and Saudi Arabia, Israel and the UAE, Israel and Qatar, Israel and Oman. I mean, so more so behind the scenes, and we know it because of our team there, and we've got former diplomats on our team there, that there is, and of course, there's a very strong relationship with, there's a peace deal with Israel and Jordan, and a very strong relationship right now with the Assisi government in Egypt and Israel. So things are changing, Alex. I want to tell you, it does more than just look good on paper. This is a first time a resolution like this could pass at the UN. And it's likely to pass at the UN. It's the first time it won't be Israel being condemned. It'll be the first time that someone firing missiles at Israeli civilians is condemned for that behavior. And it's on the record that the world condemns that behavior. So that is why it's important. And I do think you've got to really understand the Middle East. I don't know if those countries will actually come out and vote yes to condemn Hamas. But I will tell you, they're working a lot more closely now with Israel than ever before. And I give a lot of credit to the Trump administration for brokering those kind of new security alliances. I think that's the key, is security alliances and working together to combat really what is a threat posed by Iran to the region. And of course, the instability in Syria as well, with Iran involved there. Take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Very quickly, we're going to get right to this subject. We get back from the break. We've only got a minute here. But Dan, I wanted to update people a couple times today on the budget process. Tell people what just happened.
Yeah, just a couple of minutes ago, Jordan, the House of Representatives passed a two-week continuing resolution. It's essentially an extension of previous funds to the government shutdown deadline, the partial government shutdown deadline that had been December 7th this Friday, has now been pushed out to December 21st. So you've still got that debate happening over wall funding. There's still a showdown coming, Jordan, but it's going to be pushed off 2 weeks because of the memorial services for George H.W. Bush that took place this week. It has now passed the House by unanimous consent. It will pass the Senate very shortly here, and President Trump has indicated he will sign it. So that wall funding fight, Jordan, it's still there, but it's now been pushed off just a couple more weeks.
All right, so there you go. So you've got a longer budget battle ahead, and that CR then means the government remains funded through the 21st. We'll get into those budget battles, the wall funding. We'll get into all of that as this process starts. It's just now restarting the negotiations because the CR has passed. So there will not be a government shutdown this Friday, at least through December 21st. We're going to be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Yesterday on the broadcast, we focused the attention on the National Memorial Service and the National Day of Mourning for President George H.W. Bush. If you see in cable news now, the service in Houston, led by a good friend of mine, actually, the rector at St. Martin's Episcopal Church, where the President Bush 41 and the late First Lady Barbara Bush attended. He also gave the homily at yesterday's service. He is the rector at that Episcopal Church, and that service is just finishing up now. So, again, we want to acknowledge that. And as these formal acknowledgments come to a close, we'll never forget, of course, the history and the accomplishments. I think it was a great reminder for younger people and for all of us about the accomplishments of George H.W. Bush in just 4 years as president, but not just as president, but as CIA director, vice president, war hero in World War II, ambassador to the United Nations. I mean, the list goes on. And so, as those services wrap up, wanted to acknowledge that. We're going to get right back to the biggest issue of the day, we believe, which is that at the UN this afternoon, so if you're listening to the broadcast later today, we'll have the blog up at aclj.org. Things get delayed all the time at the UN, so it's supposed to be this afternoon, but as soon as the vote occurs, we'll get the blog up. I'll send it out. We'll get it out on social media so that you know if this does, in fact, pass. This resolution is now expected to pass. It will take 97 votes because there are 193 UN members, so you've got to get at least 97. So the EU, which has 28 member states, so still has the UK in it, so as 28 member states, has pledged to support this. That should mean all 28. There could be a break off here or there, but it should mean all 28 when they make a statement like that. Certainly the US, certainly Israel. So that gets you to about 30. But there are obviously beliefs that the belief is, after they've done the lobbying and the vote counting here, that they're going to find the additional 67 votes to condemn Hamas. And what does this resolution do? Number one, it condemns Hamas. This is what the UN will be voting on adopting. It condemns Hamas for repeatedly firing rockets into Israel and for inciting violence, thereby putting civilians at risk. It demands that Hamas and other militant actors, including the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, cease all provocative actions and violent activity, including by using airborne incendiary devices. It further condemns the use of resources by Hamas in Gaza to construct a military infrastructure, including tunnels to infiltrate Israel and equipment to launch rockets into civilian areas when such resources could be used to address the critical needs of the civilian population in Gaza. What is striking to me in this condemnation, if it passes, and it's expected to pass, if it does pass, not only does it condemn Hamas, it actually specifically calls out what they're being condemned for, and it's the attacks against Israel. And Israel itself, the country, is mentioned. That also gives a sense of that is a legitimacy to the Jewish state of Israel, which the UN has never quite wanted to, even though they are a member state, they never want to fully legitimize Israel. By doing so, this resolution also legitimizes Israel because it says what you're being condemned for is attacking another member state.
You're precisely correct. So the UN has had a distinguished history of attacking the legitimacy of the Jewish state. This resolution helps rebalance the scales. And so no longer can Hamas and the Palestinians and other individuals attack the legitimacy of Israel with impunity. In other words, the UN is sending a signal. If this resolution passes, to Hamas and to the Palestinian Authority, that the Jewish state is here to stay. That's number one. And number two, this resolution sends a direct signal to the rest of the world that the United States will take active measures to enforce its policy throughout the globe. That's an important development, and hopefully this resolution will pass, and we need to applaud the Trump administration for their efforts in this arena.
I think because of the funeral for President George H.W. Bush yesterday, and of course the second service at his hometown in Houston today, this is not going to be getting as much coverage in the mainstream news outlets. They're going to be covering the funeral processions, and that's understandable. But it's why it's great to have broadcasts like ours to bring you news that is occurring, what's going on, so that you don't miss it in the second page of a newspaper or a news report later on today. We're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 right now. But I want to encourage our Facebook and Periscope listeners, because of that very reason, this is not going to be on the air right now being discussed, how historic this is, to share this. If you're on Facebook, share this broadcast right now. Click that share button. Share it with your friends and family. I mean, I encourage everybody who's watching right now on Facebook. There's a couple thousand of you watching on Facebook right now. Click share. Let's try to double that number. And those of you on Periscope, share it as well. Get more people to understand what is about to historically occur at the United Nations to condemn an enemy of Israel, a terrorist group, Hamas, for the first time ever. And it acknowledges that Hamas is being condemned for their attacks on the Jewish state of Israel, therefore legitimizing at the UN, if this does pass, and it takes 97 votes, and the reports are it is expected to pass, legitimizing the Jewish state of Israel, really for the first time at the General Assembly of the United Nations. So folks, share this now. Click that share button on Facebook. Share it on a Periscope as well. And give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Matt's calling in from Georgia online too. Matt, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jordan. Thank you very much for taking my call. And happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas to everybody at Jay Sekulow Live.
Happy Hanukkah, Matt, and Merry Christmas very soon.
Thank you. Thank you. So if this resolution passes at the United Nations, which, like your previous caller, I think is a good thing, it's a good development, but if it passes, the only reason it's going to pass is because of the economic influences that the United States has on all these other countries who might support it. It's not because we're changing the hearts and the minds of these other people.
Let me jump in, though, Matt, real quick. I'm going to let you keep talking. The U.S. has been economically supporting those countries forever. So the difference, Matt, has been that the Trump administration said, if you're not going to support our efforts at the UN, we are going to stop funding your humanitarian aid. If it's not in the interest of the U.S. and we're just doling out money to you, and then you get up at the UN and you vote against us and everything that we put forward, we're going to rethink that. So they've been getting this money for years and from the U.S., and they didn't vote with the U.S. because of that, Matt. So I think, Matt, it's because the Trump administration is putting it on the line for the first time. I don't totally disagree with you. We're flexing our muscles, both diplomatically and economically, at the UN. Matt, go ahead.
Exactly right. But it's the fact that we're now threatening to withhold that money that's moving. It's not because that they're looking at Israel differently or that they like us anymore, they like Israel anymore. It's because we are threatening to withhold the money.
I don't totally agree with that. I think that's part of it. Here's why. Saudi Arabia is working with Israel right now. Egypt is working with Israel right now. Jordan has the peace treaty with Israel. They work together. Again, you have seen Israel working with Oman. They are working. You were seeing a new coalition forming because of the threat of Iran. Don't forget that, Matt. That threat is kind of putting together a new coalition in the region. We'll talk about it more in the second half hour. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ. We've got our office in Jerusalem because of your support. Donate online at aclj.org. We've got our matching challenge. Your donation will be doubled.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. If you are just joining us, we have breaking news. Today at the United Nations, there's a vote scheduled for this afternoon. And things change at the UN, but it should be today, should be this afternoon, or later on, maybe early evening, at the General Assembly. It's a resolution put forward by the United States. This is a resolution, first of its kind. It's never even been put forward before at the United Nations General Assembly. It here's the text of the draft. Activities of Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza. The General Assembly, it reaffirms the support for a just, lasting, and comprehensive peace process between Israelis and Palestinians. Everybody wants that. In accordance with international law and bearing in mind relevant UN resolutions. But for, number one, it condemns Hamas for repeatedly firing rockets into Israel and for inciting violence, thereby putting civilians at risk. Note there, it did not just say repeatedly firing rockets at civilian territories. They use Israel specifically. Israel is named. It legitimizes Israel by including why Hamas is being condemned, because their attacks on a UN member state. Number two, it demands that Hamas and other militant actors, including Palestinian Islamic Jihad, they're the ones that fire the small rockets into Israel from the Gaza Strip, cease all provocative actions and violent activity, including by using airborne incendiary devices. It further condemns the use of resources by Hamas in Gaza to construct, as we talked about yesterday, military infrastructure, including tunnels to infiltrate Israel and equipment to launch rockets into civilian areas when such resources could be used to address the critical needs of the civilian population in Gaza. It then goes on to say, if this gets done, we can then move on to a peace process. I want to focus on number three very quickly. That point three, the saying, stop, you're being condemned by using your resources not to help your people, but to build terror tunnels. It was Hamas, not Hezbollah, who's now been found out to be doing this. And Israel discovered another terror tunnel today, actually, that's being destroyed on the border with Lebanon. But it was Hamas who created this idea of terror tunnels, and that's how Gilead Shalit was captured. And Hamas, who is still actively trying to build these smuggling tunnels, that's been kind of halted by Egypt on their border, but it's always a threat to Israel. And now that specifically is being condemned as well. All of these different attacks on Israel and Israeli civilians, I think it's so important.
Absolutely. One of the big issues is the fact that Hamas does not accept the legitimacy of Israel. Hence, it is prepared to do everything within its power to target not only the military officials in Israel, but it is going after civilians. And so tunneling is simply part and parcel of Hamas's overall strategy, which is attack everything connected to Israel, whether it's a hospital, whether it's a school, whether it's a house filled with a family. Hamas essentially is targeting every single person in Israel, whether they're Jewish or not. So they're trying to destroy Israel. They're trying to push the Israeli people into the sea, and they have never accepted the legitimacy of Israel. The United States has taken affirmative steps to ensure that Hamas will not prevail in the long run. And we're also sending a signal to the rest of the world, because we've moved our embassy, because we've cut aid to the Palestinian Authority, and because we've passed the Taylor Force Act, which eliminates, hopefully, the Palestinian pay-to-slay program, essentially the subsidization of terror.
John in Washington State, Deborah in Michigan, John in Minnesota. When we get back, we will get right to your phone calls. If you want to talk to us on the air, call us right now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We've got a couple lines open because we continue to take calls about this very important breaking news topic with Israel. Give us a call now, 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear from you and support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice online at ACLJ.org, and your donation will be matched. It'll be doubled. ACLJ.org will be
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledged to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
We have told you about this breaking news at the UN with a vote scheduled later today that is expected to pass. I mean, just saying that, expected to pass, takes 97 votes at the General Assembly because there are 193 member states. So you got to get 97 to pass a resolution. Six anti-Israel resolutions passed last week. But now it's Hamas's turn in the spotlight. And they're not used to that. Those Palestinian groups, they're not used to being condemned with the UN. They're used to being praised, supported, loved, and they, you know, they get to condemn Israel all the time, but they're never held accountable even in written resolution for their violent acts and terrorism. Well, today that may all change. It's expected that the resolution put forward by the U.S. and Ambassador Nikki Haley, of course, this is the Trump administration backing this, it's expected to pass. Now, anything could change at the U.N. So I'm sure they are working hard. You should be praying for this to pass right now as we speak. It takes 97 votes. I would tell you that earlier in this week when I saw this resolution, I would not expect it to pass. I would think it would get a lot of votes, but probably not get to 97. But it appears that there has been a shift, that the Trump team has been at the UN has been able to work with countries to get them on board here. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And maybe it goes back to this. Here's the difference a year makes. Listen to this about a year ago. This is Ambassador Nikki Haley. Take a listen.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation. We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
So there you go. That was 1 year ago when the UN General Assembly condemned the recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Now, today, the UN General Assembly is set to condemn Hamas for its attacks on Israel. And it says Israel in the text. I think that is very important. I want to go right to the phones. Deborah in Michigan on line three. Deborah, thanks for calling in. After your question or comment, Deborah, I want to get you a signed copy of our book, Jerusalem, by my dad, Jay Sekulow. In fact, anybody who calls in now at 1-800-684-3110, because this is an important day for Israel, will get a copy of the book. I'm holding it in my hands if you're watching on Facebook and Periscope. If you get on the air, 1-800-684-3110, ask your question or comment, then stay on the line. We'll get your information. We'll get my dad to sign the book, Jerusalem. Deborah, you're on the air now.
Hello there, dear brother. I just called to basically make the point that you just stated. What a contrast to a year ago this time. Nikki Haley, I am so sad that we're losing her, but she's got a nice little feather in her cap for a future presidential bid.
Well, I think it's very important. I mean, I think that when you understand that Nikki Haley has done an excellent job at the United Nations. Than, I want to go to you on this. I mean, as a former governor of South Carolina, she has been a star in the Trump administration in probably the most difficult daily environment you can be put in as any kind of diplomatic post as an American, which is at the UN, which is the one place that while we are the world superpower, they love to come to get together and condemn us and fight us back at the Security Council and fight us back at the General Assembly. And again, she has done an excellent job, backed by the Trump administration's policies, who've allowed her to really take the gloves off.
Jordan, it's a place you start in about the deepest diplomatic deficit you possibly could. You walk into that chamber knowing that you're going to lose most of the things that you have to fight for because the votes are stacked against you. And yet Ambassador Haley has fought to the extent that she's on her way out, Jordan. It looks like she's going to win this historic resolution vote. But I would say this, as great as Ambassador Haley has been, and she has been, period, full stop, I don't think we're going to see a change here because this is an authorization from the very top, from the President of the United States, that this is going to be the posture of the United States going forward. And let me just give people a very quick, very practical glimpse behind the scenes at the United Nations. Typically, if a resolution like this would come forward, what you would see is the Palestinians offer a poison pill amendment, an amendment that really gutted the intent of the resolution, and that would peel countries off of voting for it. Jordan, they tried that in this case, but Ambassador Haley and President Trump didn't just walk away. This is the language that was in the letter that was sent around to the countries. It says, the United States takes the outcome of this vote very seriously. The resolution has been carefully crafted to address a specific problem, and it reflects consultations with many stakeholders to ensure balance. And this is the important part, Jordan. That is why we are asking that you not only vote in favor of the resolution, but that you also vote against any amendments or other efforts to undermine adoption of the text. Jordan, the reason that's important, they so understand the tactics that are used at the United Nations. Yep. They were ready for this amendment to be put forward. When that letter went around, it was clear they had the votes to pass it, Jordan. The Palestinian amendment was withdrawn, and the resolution looks set to pass. So I agree. Ambassador Haley's a star, but guess what? This is going to be the posture of the United States moving forward, even after she leaves.
That's right. I think she has set a great benchmark for whoever that next U.S. ambassador to the U.N. is. And they're getting the backing from the Trump administration's foreign policy team to take these aggressive steps at the U.N. and really flex our muscles, which we should. We're the strongest country in the world. We're the number one funder of all these institutions. We should be flexing our muscles. Back to the phones we go. John in Washington State on line four. John, remember, hold on after your call, and we will send you a copy of the signed book, Jerusalem, by my dad, our chief counsel, Jay Sekulo.
Thank you.
Thanks, John. You're on the air.
I just, I'm so excited about this resolution that's coming through the UN, and trust that it will pass. I think, I'm much more hopeful than Matt was, and I think there's a new wind blowing in the UN, and I think this action will be reflected in the actions of other countries to not only affirm the security and sovereignty of other nations, but to recognize that terrorism just won't stand anymore.
You know what, I believe too, and I agree with you, John, stand the line, get that signed book. One, there is a new wind blowing at the UN. One, so long as the Trump administration is in charge of the executive branch and appoints that U.S. ambassador to the U.N., this is going to be the where we stand. And we need, it'll be a continuation of what Nikki Haley has done, because she couldn't do this without the approval of Secretary of State Pompeo and of ultimately President Trump to take these steps. So she's getting the support she needed. The next ambassador will too. So as long as that Trump administration is in place, I think this could play a key role in the next presidential election. I think we will see the wind changing at the UN. Number two, Wes, we're seeing a wind changing in the Middle East because of the threat of a nuclear Iran. We talked earlier this week, Iran launching and recognized by Secretary Pompeo. They've launched this ballistic missile, medium range, a ballistic missile capable of carrying multiple nuclear warheads. That poses a threat to most of the rest of that world, other than Syria, of the Sunni world and the Gulf states. So you've seen an alliance start forming that includes the U.S. with those Gulf states that we've had, but Israel starting to be included as well.
Yeah, exactly. And it only makes sense that we tie our financial aid, which goes to most of the world, to moral values and the strategic interest of the United States. But back to what you're saying, Jordan, yeah, think about this. Every war that Israel has fought, every war has been a defensive war. They have never blatantly attacked any other country. They are constantly attacked. And so there is this very gradual, but it is a perceptible mind shift, even in the Arab world, that the real threat to peace in the Middle East is not the nation of Israel. It is Iran and the other terrorist proxy groups of Iran. And so very quietly, attitudes are changing. Those people, they do not want a nuclear-armed Iran. They do want peace throughout the region. And they're slowly beginning to realize that Israel is not the blockade to that peace. It is Iran. And so I think it is changing. The significant thing about this resolution today is not only that it's unprecedented, that they're voting against Hamas as a terrorist group, but also it establishes the groundwork for future sanctions. There are no sanctions tied to this resolution today, but by this resolution passing, if Hamas continues to violate the resolution, then it establishes a precedent so they can actually bring sanctions against Hamas. And Iran, of course, is behind all of the terror activities of Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthi rebels in Yemen and terrorism generally around the world, Jordan.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your calls, and we've got a lot of people calling in. Our final segment of the broadcast, that's what we do. We take calls, we answer questions as soon as possible, and everybody who is getting on the air is going to get a signed copy of my dad's book, Jerusalem, A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. So we'll get that to you if you get on the air. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. And we're going to, remember today, check your social media, check ACLJ.org. As soon as this vote occurs, I will have a blog out detailing the breakdown. Did it pass? By how many votes? Did it get to 97? What was the final text? Did it condemn Hamas the way the draft resolution says it will? We'll have all of that for you in a blog, and we'll get it on all social media platforms as soon as that vote is finished at the UN later today. We're taking your phone calls, the final segment, 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you. We do a lot of work at the UN. We do a lot of work at supporting Israel. Support the work of the ACLJ. Do that online at aclj.org. And right now, your donation is matched. So you donate $20. Someone matches that. We receive $40 at aclj.org.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, A Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
There's some more news I believe we'll get to tomorrow on the broadcast involving tariffs with China and that issue, which is affecting the economy and those negotiations. Also, the budget. Just quickly want to go to Than Bennett, Washington, D.C., just so everyone knows and is clear, because this just happened today. Than, the continuing resolution to fund the government has passed, so there's not a deadline or a shutdown that will occur later this week.
Yeah, essentially, Jordan, it's a two-week straight extension. So everything that was true before with the deadline of December 7th is still true. The new deadline is just December 21st. This was an agreement reached with both Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate and President Trump to give them a little bit of space to take time to memorialize the former president who passed away. But yet, Jordan, the issue of wall funding will still be front and center. The president is still insisting on the $5 billion to address the crisis on the border and build the wall. And Democrats are still dug in, essentially not wanting to give him that amount. So that fight has not gone away. The president is still determined to get what he needs. But Jordan, yes, the deadline has been pushed back 2 weeks. December 21st is now that deadline. The government will be fully funded until that date now.
All right. We'll get more into that, too, as the, you know, because a lot of this involves the funding for the border wall and the $5 billion that President Trump is requesting instead of the $1.6 billion that has been offered in the legislation. He said he would veto and shut down the government over, but that we've got a couple, you know, until the 21st, until that really occurs. So time for Congress to get to work on it. Let's get right to the phones. We all know what we're talking about, this resolution at the UN, first of its kind, backed by put forward by the U.S. to condemn Hamas. Nothing like this has ever been done. Not only does it condemn Hamas, it condemns Hamas for its attacks specifically on Israel, and it names Israel. And this resolution is expected to pass. Pray that it does, folks. It takes 97 votes, so a lot more than just the EU, who's pledged to support it, that's 28 states, and the U.S. and Israel, that's 30. So 67 more states it takes to pass this resolution. It'd be great if you could get above that number of 97, but I'd be happy if it just passes. That'd be a huge win for the United States foreign policy, a shift at the U.N., a tremendous loss for these Palestinian terror groups who get away with literally murder without even U.N. condemnation. Maybe that will be no more. Let's go right to the phones in the order of the phone calls as they've come in. John in St. Paul, Minnesota, on line 6. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you, guys. You know, I want to just give thanks to God for so many things at the end of this year. Number one, people have mentioned Nikki Haley. I want to also add ACLJ to that. You guys have done fantastic work this whole year.
We appreciate
it. Thank you so much. And I want to thank God for these lies turning around, this cowardice issue turning around. The cowards are the ones who are horribly treating the people in Gaza, and that's Hamas. They're the cowards. They're the liars. And then I want to pray for our next year that we have a change around in our colleges on how they're teaching and addressing Israel and all the lies surrounding Israel. And you know, Bob Dylan wrote a great song back in the 80s about Israel being the neighborhood bully. It was satire. And I'm thankful to God that that's modifying a little bit, at least right now, at least in our time right at this point in history, that that's modifying and that the bullies are outside of Israel. The bullies are around Israel. And I just wanted to pass that on and just say that to you guys that you've done such a great job. What a great praise for ending 2018 going into
Let's hope this passes. Let's hope it passes. Let's hope that we get to those 97 votes. It's expected. But again, it's the United Nations. You never know what will occur until the vote actually is happening and until it is done, until those 97 votes are there. I don't take any of this for granted. So we'll be following it very closely, working on this very hard. And again, folks, remember, if you are making it on the air in this final segment, hang on and we will get your information. We're going to send you a signed copy of my dad's book, Jerusalem. So if you just dropped and you want to call back in because you didn't hang on, do so we can get that book to you because we appreciate you calling in today. We want you to learn about the Jewish state of Israel and why Jerusalem is so important in this important day for Israel. Let's go to Robert calling from Florida on line 1. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. My question is, does Hezbollah and Hamas, do they coordinate their actions with each other? Is there a lot of cooperation between those two, or do they pretty much just act independently of one another?
Well, I think there are times when they work very closely together, right? And there's times where they are enemies.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Yeah, you're exactly right.
It's the Middle East.
Yeah, but here's the thing that really ties them together, and that's a great question. They share a common goal, and that is the destruction of Israel. They share a common sponsor, and that is the nation of Iran, who is supplying them with technology, with rockets, with missiles, and with financial support. And so that's the real tie. The common goal, destroying Israel, the common sponsor being Iran.
Let's go right back to the phones. We're taking them in order, and this is one we can answer quickly. And I think it's important because this text matters, especially when you're talking about these kind of resolutions. Cindy in Michigan on line five.
Hi. My question is that if the UN adopts the resolution and then Hamas changes their name for their organization, is the UN going to be tracking those types of actions or the members of those groups?
Well, they do two things in the resolution. One is Hamas is an acronym for the Islamic Resistance Movement. So it's an Arabic acronym pronounced Hamas, and it means Islamic Resistance Movement. So it's an acronym for Islamic Resistance Movement in Arabic. It also names, by the way, in here, Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They're not changing their name. I mean, one, they are a longtime group that controls a territory and a region. So, again, I think that the resolution will apply to them so long as they exist, and I hope they don't exist that long. But so long as they exist in the Gaza Strip, it will apply.
Absolutely, and I think the caller is anticipating problems perhaps down the road. I'm not sure they will indeed appear because I don't think Hamas or the Palestinian Islamic Jihad will indeed change their name. But if indeed they do, we will have set a nice precedent
right. Through
the passage of this United Nations resolution,
yeah. And
we could then easily seek to amend an existing resolution to name these other actors, in addition to which we should consider naming specific individuals who either control Hamas or who provide funding to Hamas. And that, of course, includes Iran.
This is a great call to finish out today. Vernon, North Carolina, on line three. Vernon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We've only got about a minute and a half, but you got a great question.
Okay, I'll get right to it quick without saying other comments I was going to say to lead in. I was calling to ask, this is great. This is fabulous. We have this resolution, and let's say it passes. I'm praying it will. I've posted on Facebook, and I'm praying, I'm asking, and I'm believing everybody else praying. You guys are doing great work. If it passes, this resolution, then what is it, the preface that Trump is, of course, and we're praying that it is, wanting to get a peace agreement signed between the Palestinians and the Jews? And if it does pass, and it does lead to that, then what is the ramification, or what might be the ramification, if this passes?
Well, okay, so I think that's involved in this resolution, is that if Hamas will halt these activities that they're being condemned for, we can move to actually getting back to peace talks. That's the first step, is just getting back to peace talks. And again, I think it could be a precursor to an agreement, because I think the Arab world and the Muslim world could put a lot of pressure on Palestinian leaders to get down to the table and get a peace agreement with Israel. But that is the ultimate negotiation. It's been very difficult. And right now, the parties are not even negotiating or speaking. So it could be that first step to at least restart that process. So it would be a great day at the UN if this occurs. Pray that it does. Remember, we're going to get that update to you immediately at ACLJ.org and on social media as soon as this vote occurs.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.